College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. One person of interest in custody following the weekend shooting of an off-duty Customs and Border Patrol agent in an upper Manhattan park. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
The 42-year-old agent, we believe, is still in stable condition this morning, still recovering, Susan, after being shot in the face and arm in what looks like a robbery gone bad here at this park under the George Washington Bridge, where I am this morning here in Washington Heights. Now, the suspect, identified as Miguel Mora, is in custody. Officials say he came into the United States illegally, passing through Arizona in 2023. Here was the mayor speaking yesterday afternoon.
In New York City, this 21-year-old male has prior arrests for assault and violating an order of protection. At the time of this shooting, he had an active bench warrant from the Bronx. He was wanted for a robbery from last December and a stabbing from January.
Now, Mora was also injured during the exchange of gunfire with the agent. Now, we should get quite a bit more information directly from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. We're being told she will speak from Homeland Security office in Lower Manhattan at some point later on this morning. So we'll keep you updated. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Washington Heights.
Police investigating the death of a man who managed to flag down an ambulance after being stabbed in East New York. That happened just before 1:30 Sunday morning near Stanley and Louisiana Avenues. The ambulance rushed the man to Brookdale University Hospital, but he fell unconscious before he could tell them who he was or what happened. We now have the names of the woman and two-year-old murdered in Queens. 41-year-old Anna Pilataxi was killed, as was her daughter, Annalise Cruz. That happened in Ridgewood. Reports say the 54-year-old suspect was FaceTiming a relative during the stabbing. It was that relative who called the cops. The suspect, who's identified only as a 54-year-old, also has stab wounds and is hospitalized in critical condition. Word of problems at the medical examiner's office in Queens. That's where the Daily News says additional cases of contaminated DNA samples have been found. They quote a letter from June 13th. Which said an ongoing internal review that started last August found issues with 45 DNA samples from 40 different cases. They say some of the samples were uploaded into a federal database and had to be quickly removed. The ME's office insists that none of the samples were linked to a known offender, and so no one was wrongly arrested. NYC announces a new app collab to help keep you safe.
The city's putting real-time danger alerts right in your pocket. Mayor Adams says a new public safety account on the Citizen app will warn New Yorkers the moment trouble hits.
It is extending our reach of allowing New Yorkers to keep their communities safe every day.
He says it'll help push out verified crime and weather updates faster than ever.
And it will immediately get out the information that will keep New Yorkers safe, especially during emergencies.
Adams says the goal is to make safety alerts part of daily life. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn.
They have got a situation now at Animal Care Centers of New York. The city's animal shelter system is out of space with more than 1,000 animals in their care. And so for the first time in their 30-year history, they are temporarily closed to owner surrenders. Spokeswoman Katie Hansen.
We are an open admission shelter, which means we will take animals in an emergency, and we're the only ones that take them in from NYPD. So just to be clear, we are still, animals are still coming in, but we're just asking the public to really try and keep their animal, their family.
For those who think they need to give up their pet, ACC does have resources that can help.
We have a pet food pantry. If there's medical issues, we might be able to get a medical voucher. There's training that we can set up. There's a lot of different things, which is why we're asking people to call us before they come in. And let's see what we can do together.
If you can help out by adopting or fostering, please visit nycacc.org. New info in a fatal high-speed crash Saturday morning that claimed the lives of two people in Chinatown. Several reports say the driver was out on bail for a hit-and-run back in April. It was the 13th when the 23-year-old is said to have plowed into a 22-year-old near Coney Island Avenue and Beverly Road in Kensington. That victim survived, and a tip from a witness led police to the driver the next day. In this instance, the woman was allegedly driving a stolen rental car when she jumped a pedestrian island, killing 63-year-old May Kwok and 55-year-old Kevin Cruikshank, who was riding a bike at the time. Mayor Adams.
An unfortunate incident. No one should lose their life in that manner. We are having the incidents currently under investigation, and the DA was determined what's the outcome of it.
When the suspect and her passenger tried to run off, witnesses went after them, including this man.
You just killed two people. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, both suspects were taken to Bellevue with minor injuries. Their names have yet to be released, and no word yet on charges. Early this morning, another crash. Another car came barreling off the Manhattan Bridge, this time slamming into a food truck and a TD Bank at Canal and Bowery. Police say the food vendor was hurt but is expected to be okay. So is a woman who was riding in the car. The driver remained on scene and was taken into police custody. Mayor Adams was in his home borough Sunday, where he took a little detour from a planned event on public safety at NYCHA facilities to flex his muscles.
It was a challenge Mayor Adams just couldn't turn down.
Pull! Tell me to pull!
Yes!
Pull! Pull! Pull!
While walking through Park Slope, Prince got the mayor to grab the crosswalk signal bar for his pull-up for peace challenge, aimed at getting kids off the streets and into the gym.
How did you convince him to do it?
Because he wants to be a part of the solution, not the problem. Once you start talking about youth and youth violence and how to reduce it, nobody should turn that down.
Adams managed to squeeze out nearly three pull-ups.
At his age, his shape, I give him a hard eight.
Prince hopes his peace challenge keeps spreading. Darius Ranci's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.